My mother. Next time, I'll raise dogs. They are more loyal and more excited to see you. Jeanette Black. Jeanette is her name, and she was a teacher. Actually, she wanted to be a biologist. She got her master's, but it turns out that today, her master's is just a few credits shy of being a PhD. She isn't happy about that. Apparently, back in the late 30s and 40s, when it came to education, they weren't kidding around. You actually had to show real knowledge over an extended period of time and number of courses. You can't do that in today's high-speed world. People don't have the patience. Just give me the degree, and let's get on with it. She began her teaching career in an all-black school in the District of Columbia. You see, this was in the early 50s, the heyday of an absolutely shameful segregationist policy called separate but equal. I like to call it separate but equal my ass. Imagine that. In our nation's capital, right in the midst of all those lawmakers. The mind reels in the face of such racist nonsense and the stupidity of the leadership that fostered it. With her biology degree, my mother was, of course, teaching high school math. There was a curriculum in place that was supposed to be followed religiously. But my mother, being a gifted and intelligent woman who was ahead of her time, slightly modified the curriculum. She wanted to be sure her kids knew why they were learning math and give them a practical application for a science which those kids didn't seem to have. So she would take them to stores, give them an amount of imaginary money, and ask them to figure out what they could buy with it. This also allowed her the chance to teach them to be intelligent consumers. The powers that be found out what my mother was doing and reprimanded her for going outside the curriculum. She argued that the curriculum was a sealed vacuum unto itself, one that turned the kids off to the subject entirely. Many of these students were not going to end up in college and desperately needed a practical application for math in their environment. The administration told her, do it their way, and she responded by taking the highway. As you can see, by railing against authority, I am hardly breaking new ground in my family. It wasn't until my brother and I were older that she began to teach again. She became a substitute teacher for the county where we lived, which meant she spent a lot of time teaching in my high school. Talk about a potentially inflammatory situation. The last place on earth you want your mother is at your high school, and certainly not as a substitute teacher. Substitute teachers may as well walk into the classroom with targets on their backs. Being the son of one certainly puts a kid in harm's way. Kids have been beaten up with much less provocation, such as wearing green and yellow on Thursday, or knowing the answer to a question that no one else did.